Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's MZ back with you for another edition of Who's the Savage Now on my channel. On my channel, Who's the Savage Now on Blog Talk Radio, the best internet radio platform on the planet, available anywhere. We're trying to do an interview today, so we're going to see how that goes. We haven't had much luck the last two times I've tried to broadcast on my phone. The first time, the audio quality wasn't that good. And then the second time, I pushed the wrong button and didn't record anything. Only recorded a minute. But I talked for 90 minutes. And I'm just wondering if anyone... I need to write the Blog Talk people and see how to correct that. How to check your broadcast quality. I did invite a guest to come in today, Steve Camaro, a local internet YouTube star, a local YouTube star here in the area, in the neighborhood. These are the people in the neighborhood, nice and tight, so as not to interfere with everyone's schedule. I'm MZ, you're listening to Who's the Savage Now, my Blog Talk channel. This show is KPFK Watch, doing a little bit of KPFK Watch, and of course, all things COVID, and also we're trying to do a little interview with somebody, and we're going to see how that plays out. This is going to be a real challenge, technologically. Maybe a real technical challenge, but we're going to try it anyway, see how it goes. I wanted to read an article first. I guess this is COVID-related. No, not COVID-related, but, well, here in California, the governor just extended the order 3 months. So it's weird. They've opened up some businesses and then, oh, yeah, but you got to stay at home for 3 more months. That doesn't make any sense, right? Seems contradictory to say, oh, yeah, we're going to open up a few businesses. You can do this and that, but you're still supposed to stay at home. But wait a minute, right? I mean, they opened up the beach, but only for certain things. Like, it's really bizarre. You can do certain things, but you can't sit in a chair. You can't have a canopy. You can't have an umbrella. You can't. I mean, this is the final nail in the coffin of the infantilization of America, where we're being completely treated like kindergartners, nursery schoolers. You know how you were in nursery school and they had, okay, you sit here, don't do this. Okay, you can play with the, it's just really, it's gotten to that level now where it doesn't seem to be any logic or any science behind it. I'm not hearing a lot about the science behind it. They say, all they say when they come on the air is like, well, we'll hope for a vaccine, year or two, maybe we could get a vaccine, and then until then, just stay home. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Come on, man. You gotta be kidding me. So I guess we're starting off with COVID today. That's what's going on in Los Angeles. I'm broadcasting from the poor man's beachfront condo, still from the poor man's beachfront condo. To find out more about my shtick, you can go to YouTube and under the same handle, Who's the Savage Now, or just type in KPFK in the search bar on YouTube, and my videos should come up there, KPFK or Who's the Savage Now over on YouTube. And I have a KPFK playlist over there. You can catch up on what's going on with KPFK. They're currently in a fund drive, and so the programming is a little different, but I can talk about them all day. And I invite any listeners of KPFK or any Pacifica station. There are 5 Pacifica stations throughout the country: Berkeley, Los Angeles, Houston, D.C., and New York. Also, you can go to Twitter. You can go to my Twitter page at Mongrel Bones, MongrelBones, at Mongrel Bones, and you can read my tweets there.
the last 10 or 12 or 15 are all directed at KPFK. And I've documented guests that some of the primetime shows, some of the primetime show hosts have, are the same guests that show up on CNN, NPR, and MSNBC. Meanwhile, the stations, all the stations' promotional spots say independent, alternative news and commentary that you won't hear anywhere else. Meanwhile, the real story is these guests are the same people that show up on CNN, MSNBC, and NPR. And in fact, one of the hosts was saying, we're asking for money. Please support and donate to alternative independent media. Now let's go to a clip from CNN. Does that make sense? They're so out of it over there. I joke about the audience being medicated and mentally impaired, but I think some of the hosts are actually medicated and mentally impaired as well, especially when they don't promote their show and the station and the network on social media. The show that's on right now, Letters in Politics from Berkeley, that's on the LA station. I think he might be live this morning, but normally it's a replay. But I think he goes live sometimes to keep you guessing. Or when there's a congressional hearing, you know, they always love to cover the national stuff, but never any local meetings or elections or, you know, any municipal meetings, community meetings, nothing at the community level, nothing. The Berkeley City Council meetings, nothing. The LA City Council meetings, nothing. Nothing. It's all just a big, keep everyone focused on the Trump circus in Washington. Gee, look what Trump just did. Isn't that crazy? Can you believe that? Meanwhile, they're leading the freaking Treasury right now. Trillions and trillions of dollars is flying out of the door. The Treasury over there. Trillions and trillions is flying out of the Treasury door over there. And
Eli@gmail.com. Send him the question. There you go. Okay, just doubling up on it. I'll send him one, but I'll send him another one. See if we can get him on. I understand the interviews will make the show a little more interesting rather than me just talking for an hour. And I'm generally interested in people. I am. The technology makes me a little nervous. That's all. But I'm going to give it a try. Where was I? What was I saying? I'm MZ. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to my show, Who's the Savage Now, on Blog Talk Radio, the greatest internet radio platform available today with the latest technology, except how to check your broadcast quality when you're broadcasting. And to make sure that you're going out over the air. There should be a level showing that up and down with your voice modulation. Come on, get on that, guys. We're watching KPFK. We're watching COVID. A lot of things are happening now. Nothing's going to be the same. I think this is it's another moon landing. It's another 911. Just off the cuff remarks. I believe it's another 911, where they've had all this legislation and all these new policies that they want to implement, but they're like, well, we can't just do it out of the blue. We need a good reason to do it. We need a good, attack. People need to die here, or we need a good virus. And then once we get that, then we'll be able to push all this legislation. We'll be able to get all this money. We'll be able to loot the Treasury again. Remember when all those trillions went missing, like the day before or the day after 9/11 from the Pentagon or wherever it was? And then all the records about all the money was that office was blown up. It can't just be coinky dinks, right? And so now we've got the COVID-19, and I'm sure you've heard the term plandemic. Certain people are calling it a plandemic, and it just it's
if you look at it with a critical mind, it's just like, it can't be, it's just, we've overreacted, I think, erred way on the side of caution. And one of my favorite YouTubers, Paul Romano, at his channel, Pockets of the Future, he made this point that ordinarily government and government agencies, whenever there's a crisis and stuff, they always go the other way. They always go, no, everything's fine. Just return to normal life. Pretend nothing happened. But with the COVID-19, they went completely the other way. Shut everything down. Nobody leave home. Stay at home. Don't go to work. Don't go anywhere. Don't talk to anybody. Don't touch anybody. Don't get near anybody. It's just unprecedented, and it's increasingly not making sense as it adds up. But there was still waiting for a guest to call in, a special guest, Steve Camaro, a local internet YouTube star. You can go to his channel at Eli Nation, E-L-I-E-N-A-T-I-O-N, Eli Nation at YouTube. And see what some of his videos over there. He's got a video about art installation. He reviews a local artist here in the area. It's quite entertaining. It's brilliant. It's hilarious. I think so. Anyway, I'm broadcasting from the Poor Man's Beachfront Condo here in the undisclosed seaside city, not far from the megapolis known as Los Angeles, California. And on our beaches, the last couple of weeks, the tide has been like a reddish brown color. And I read an article in the local paper here, Santa Monica Daily Press, the other day, that sort of explains that phenomenon. Let me try to read it real quick. This is sort of environmental news, but the unprecedented neon blue hue to local waves may be a feast for the eyes, but as the phenomenon comes to a close, it's becoming a challenge to the nose. Local waters are currently experiencing a red tide caused by a massive bloom of algae. The tiny organisms have a reddish brown color during daylight hours, but when agitated at night, they emit a blue bioluminescence that causes waves to glow. It's a sight that has drawn thousands to nearby beaches despite lockdown orders, but scientists said the light show will dim in coming days and the aftermath is uncertain. This is going from Mexico all the way up to Monterey near Santa Cruz in Northern California. It's stretching hundreds and hundreds of miles, this red tide. As the algae die, bacteria break down, causing the smell that is noticeable throughout town. The decomposition process also sucks oxygen out of the water, and Emily Parker, a coastal and marine scientist at Heal the Bay, said the process can create localized dead zones, which pose a danger to any fish trapped in the now unbreathable water. This is what's happening to our environment, too, on land, where our environment, our atmosphere is slowly being deoxygenated. I've heard reports of that from people that I follow and the environment and stuff. One of them I'll just quickly mention, Guy McPherson at his channel, Nature Bats Last. He's a professor emeritus from the University of Arizona. We're definitely going to be hearing about the effects of the bloom for a little while, she said. So even once the bloom dies off, you know we're going to have these dead zones. We're going to have fish kills. We're going to have that funky smell. She said it's hard to predict the exact timeline, but Santa Monica beaches are about a week ahead of San Diego, and that suggests the algae will start to die off at a more rapid pace here within the next few days. While there may be some fish that die off and then create their own decomposing stink, she said this species of algae is harmful to other kinds of wildlife or humans. Algae are neither plant nor animal. What are they, mineral? But Parker said they behave more like plants, and they typically occupy the bottom of the marine food chain. During normal years, they are an essential foundation of the ecosystem, but huge quantities of algae don't improve feeding options for many other species because it's really only bacteria that exist in enough quantities to feed off the super blooms. Current red tide is huge, stretching from Mexico to Monterey. That's hundreds and hundreds of miles, man, due to what scientists think is an increased rainfall and warmer temperatures. Scientists to think. I imagine all these scientists over at the research lab scratching their heads going, what's going on, man? What's going on? We don't know. We think it might be due to warmer temperatures. I want folks to know. Of course, they don't know. They're paid not to know. I want folks to know these kinds of phenomena can be directly connected to climate change. She said, the temperature changes in the water are linked to extreme events, not just red tides, dead zones, fish kills, but all kinds of things that are happening in the ocean that are hard to see. We can see this immediately. When I look at this, I hear alarm bells. She said some algae blooms are a natural part of the ocean ecosystem, but it's the sheer size of this event that is evidence of something amiss. Even in the background of a pandemic and all the craziness we're going through now, climate change is still plugging along, she said. And that's from Santa Monica Daily Press. It was Tuesday's edition a couple of days ago. smdp.com. I think you can look it up there. It's from Matthew Hall, Daily Press writer. And so, yeah, even though we've got this massive pandemic crisis all around us, the environmental crisis is still collapsing at record pace. And all that's going to bring with it. And they talk about like 2 degrees, we can't go past 2 degrees temperature rise. Well, chances are we're way past that already. Certainly we're already at 1.5 degrees above global average temperature above the pre-industrial average, which was, I forget, something 12 degrees, 13 degrees Celsius or something like that. That's a global average temperature. And so just tiny, tiny fluctuations of a degree or two can like just throw everything out of whack and raise the temperature to a temperature where humans have never existed on a planet with at such high temperatures, at such a high temperature. There have never been human beings on the planet. If we go up 2, 3, 4, 5 degrees, there we'll be at temperatures where that have never have seen humans, okay, on the planet. So that's going to be inconvenient for a lot of us. And they talk about the depleting oxygen in the ocean, the increasing amount of dead zones in the oxygen and the fish not having oxygen to breathe. Well, we depend on all those other food systems and ecosystems that exist below us. Okay. They're fine without us, but without them, we're not fine. Okay. Cause we depend on them to clean our water, to clean our air and produce certain things, to pollinate the plants, the bees to pollinate the plants, and all these other things we depend on. Everywhere we look, we see them dying and collapsing and going extinct. I think the extinction rate now is 100, 200, maybe over 200 species a day, per day, going extinct. And to fool ourselves and to think that we're not on that list is just ignorance and hubris. Ignorance and hubris. I'm MZ. You're listening to my channel, Who's a Savage Now, coming to you live and direct from the poor man's beachfront condo here in an previously undisclosed seaside city, not far from the megapolis known as Los Angeles, California. We're coming to you from Venice, California this morning, not far from Gold's Gym, not far from Venice Beach Boardwalk. Man, it looks like Mad Max down there. I walked down the Venice Beach Boardwalk yesterday. It looks like Mad freaking Max down there. I kid you not. I kid you not. They just opened the beach back up yesterday, Tuesday, I think, or Wednesday morning, yesterday morning. And so people are walking around on the beach. They're sitting down there. They're not, you know, there's people planting themselves down there. How are you going to keep people from, do you know how many cops are going to need to go look and find and correct and admonish people that are sitting down on the beach in a chair or just on a blanket or something? I mean, you know how many resources are going to be required for the social distancing enforcement? You know how much money they're going to have to spend to hire extra officers to go enforce social distancing regulations, and how many other crimes are not going to be investigated and prevented and interdicted because enforcement is being, you know, so much enforcement is being spent to control enforce social distancing regulations. and all these new municipal codes, all these people at City Hall just having orgasms over there, drawing up all these new municipal codes that to control our behavior and fine us if we break the code, you know, the guideline. It's just it's insanity. It's utter insanity. And we'll see what happens. Let's see what happens. If you want to call in, 319-527-6752, 319-527-6752, I'm MZ. We're doing a show, just starting out. I guess this is my debut edition, although it's my third attempt at doing a show. My debut edition. Don't see. I don't see my Skype. Okay, I'm going to call. Okay, we're still there. We're still there. Okay, it's still there. Yeah, it's still there. Awesome. Okay, we're still there. Black Talk Radio, MZ, coming to you live and direct from a poor man's beachfront condo, right on the edge of the continent, not far from the megapolis known as Los Angeles, California, broadcasting from Venice Beach this morning. Normally come from Santa Monica, but all the parking lots are closed over there. All of them are closed. And for me, that's just because if I can't park the poor man's beachfront condo over there near the ocean, then there's no reason for me to be here because I don't have the ocean. If I have to live on the street, man, the way I'm living, if I have to do it on the street, man, forget it. I'm going to look for somewhere else, man. I'm going to bug out, go to one of these other states that's letting people live their lives again. Hey, man, if you want to take the risk, you know, you should be able to take the risk. If you want to risk, you know, getting sick, you should be able to do that with certain boundaries, I guess, but it shouldn't be this, you know, this strict, this draconian. We shouldn't be cowering in our houses. Should not be cowering in our houses, I don't believe. It's 10:53 in the a.m., Thursday morning, May 14th, I believe, 2020. And we're talking about KPFK. We're talking about COVID. I read a little article about the environment, the red tide that's happening from Mexico all the way up to Monterey, California. I believe that's in Northern California. Yes, I do believe it's there. And we're talking about KPFK. KPFK is in a fun drive. KPFK is a local radio station here in Los Angeles, California. 90.7 FM. It's supposed to be a community. It's part of the Pacifica Radio Network of five stations, Berkeley, Los Angeles, New York, Houston, and D.C. And they're supposed to be a community radio, a voice of the voiceless kind of thing, power to the people. But it's been taken over by NPR type people that want to do NPR type programming. The guests frequently, I caught one of the hosts from KPFK, Terrence McNally, hosting a show at the NPR affiliate across town, KCRW. Go to my tweets. I tweeted it. I caught him hosting Warren Olney's, he doesn't do it anymore. They took him off. He's a podcast only show at KCRW now in, something LA. It was a news program at KCRW. And he hosted that show back in 2012. So it was a while ago, but Terrence has been on KPFK for, I don't know, 10, 20 years, changeable. He can go do a show at KCRW, the NPR affiliate across town, and nobody says anything. Nobody notices. It's not a problem. I mean, that's ridiculous. And then John Wiener had on two guests last week. One, he said, was a frequent guest with Chris Hayes on MSNBC. And then the other one was frequently heard on NPR stations. So it's like, wait a minute. You tell us when you're asking for money, you say, this is news and commentary you won't get anywhere else. You won't get at those other stations like NPR, CNN, and MSNBC. You won't hear this over there. But then you bring on guests that are on the same – what? Like, come on. John Wiener, Terrence McNally, and Ian Masters. I caught him. Go to my Twitter page, @MongrelBones. At Mongrel Bones, MONGRELBONES, at Mongrel Bones. And you can see there that I caught Ian Masters having on Juliette Kayyem. She's a CNN contributor. She's a CNN contributor paid by CNN. Okay. So, and then Ian Masters on his show, Background Briefing, every single show always leads to the same road. Isn't Trump terrible? Gee, look at what Trump's doing now. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Meanwhile, nobody's talking about everything else that's going on, how the Democrats are failing the work American people and not getting Medicare for all, not getting a UBI, universal basic income, not getting another stimulus check for individuals or small businesses whatsoever. Where are all these trillions going? All these trillions of dollars. They say, where's the money going to come from for Medicare? Where's the money going to come from for UBI? Meanwhile, all these trillions of dollars go flying out the door and with no oversight, no oversight. They're on their fourth or fifth stimulus bill, and they still don't want to give people health care in the middle of a pandemic. They don't think it's a good idea if everyone has health care. Everyone can see a doctor if they think they're getting sick. They still don't think that's a good idea. Are those people that are concerned about the health of a country, the health of its citizenry, or concerned about lining the pockets of their friends? And they're already rich. They're already all gazillionaires, right? Nancy Pelosi is a 100 millionaire. But she wasn't before she got into office. She got rich while she was in office. She's the Speaker of the House, California Senator. Meanwhile, KPFK's morning show, 7 a.m. on Monday mornings, thinks Nancy Pelosi is the bee's knees. And Adam Schiff, the host, Victor Amy, thinks, oh, man, I'm so happy and proud to be living in Adam Schiff's district. It's enough to make you vomit, really. You got to have a vomit bag ready when you listen to the station. It's just unbelievable.
Hey, listeners, the phone number is 1-800-489-5732. 1-800.
Mitch Jesuits is coming from Berkeley, and we're in LA. We can't. This station can't have any hosts in Los Angeles, California, the talent capital of America, if not the world. You know, for talent, for acting talent, dancing talent, singing talent, just, you know, people flock here to try and become famous. Meanwhile, KPFK can't find hosts for its morning show. They got to pipe in a show from freaking
our final minute of the reality now, in our final minute of this broadcast. The latest number I have is that we are $155 away. So all I can do is hoping that all you're waiting for is to hear the phone number one more time as I give it to you.
Well, good on Mitch. He's doing live fundraising. Good for him. Happy to see that. I'm happy to see him come on. That's what they should be doing every freaking hour. A live host should be coming on the air and telling people why they should donate to the station. They shouldn't be selling snake oil with playing replays of Christine freaking Do You Know Who I Am Blasdale. They shouldn't be selling self-improvement packages and, you know, exploiting people with snake oil tickets. They should have the host should have to come on and pitch and raise money that way and do it live, man. When you're asking people for money, don't you just play a replay? That's insult to injury. You're asking people to send in money, and then you're just running a replay. Meanwhile, what are you doing? You're not even in the country. Christine Blasdale's in Australia. She's in Australia raising money on a radio station in Los Angeles, California right now. What does that say? She doesn't even care. She didn't give an F. Well, maybe there's travel restrictions. There's something travel restrictions, whatever. Stay at home orders. Okay, fine. But or even normal times, she wouldn't be at the station. She'd be somewhere else doing something else, doing her personal coaching business, teaching people how to get on the radio, selling access to KPFK airwaves, via her private personal coaching, blog coaching company, whatever she does over there. That's my main criticism about the hosts over at KPFK. That's just their side gig. They use KPFK as their calling card for another business, coaching, self-improvement, speaking, personal enrichment. Call this number if you want to book Christine as a speaker. She's a speaker, right? You can book her as a speaker. You can book all these guys, Richard Wolf, all of them, Terrence McNally. They're all available to come because they're not on the air, because they don't have to go to the station to do their show. They can do their show from anywhere, mail it in, and it gets played over there. And then, meanwhile, while their show's on the air, they're doing something else. Jimmy Dore was on doing a live stream last Friday at 5 p.m. I texted into him. I live chatted into him. Man, this better be good because I'm missing Jimmy Dore live on KPFK right now. That's what they used to call it. His show used to be called Jimmy Dore Live at KPFK, even though it was just a replay. That's the hubris. That's the arrogance that they have over there. That's what they think of their listeners. Wait, our listeners are so dumb. We can call this show Jimmy Dore Live, and they won't know the difference. They won't be able to tell the difference. Well, I put an end to that. You can find my Jimmy Dore videos on YouTube under my same handle, Who's the Savage. You can find his videos at Eli Nation on YouTube, E-L-I-E-N-A-T-I-O-N, Eli Nation. He's a local YouTube star that said he would come on, but he may be out and about. I didn't confirm a time with him. He just gave me his email so I could send him the link to get into the studio and talk to us. I haven't done it yet over the phone. So technology and things. But this is MZ. This is my channel, Who's a Savage Now. It's Thursday morning, 11:04 in the AM, May 14th, I think. 2020. That's right. The year is 2020. And can you believe it's 2020? Remember Y2K 20 years ago, man? 20 years ago. We were all freaking out over Y2K. Now we're all freaking out over COVID-19. Once I get my laptop back, I'll be able to have a little more control over the show and the quality of the show, I think. If anyone knows how, let's see, let's check the chat. If anyone knows how to hook up a microphone to a mobile Android, can you chat that to me? I really would like to know if anybody can hear this. Anyone can hear this? If anyone is listening to this, the off chance that anyone is hearing this live on Blog Talk Radio, can you chat? Can you send me a text message saying, yeah, we hear you. We hear you, you idiot. You freaking lunatic talking about KPFK 24/7. We can hear you, man. Take it over to KPFK. You can say, take it over to KPFK. We don't want you here at Blog Talk Radio. There's more live programming at Blog Talk Radio than at KPFK, my local Pacifica radio station, 90.7 FM. In Los Angeles, California. They're not actually in Los Angeles, California. They're over the hill in the valley. They're in Studio City, which is right near a zip code or two away from Jimmy Dore's house in Pasadena, where he does his live show. So for him to have on Greg Palast on his live stream show, and not for neither of them to just met for the station not to come up in conversation at all, they would have had to get their foot on the neck of that comment, anyone commenting on the station. It just would have come up naturally because Greg's been a guest speaker and fundraiser for KPFK for 20 years, as long as I've been listening. He's been selling the same book and movie there for 20 years, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And I wrote an article about that. You can read my writing at WordPress under the same handle, Who's the Savage Now? WordPress.com/ Who's the Savage Now? My latest article there is When Jimmy Dore Met Greg Palast, Mom was the word for Pacifica. Neither of them mentioned it. Not once, not once, not once. That's malfeasance. That's journalistic malfeasance. Okay? You're supposed to disclose any and all connections that might be conflicting or suspicious looking, particularly when money is changing hands. And I'm not sure of the financial relationship between
Greg Pallas and Jimmy Dore and KPFK and Pacifica, but I'm sure, I'm 100% sure that there is one. Whether or not they just get Jimmy donates his show and then he gets to that 1 hour, it's just a bit, it's like a 1 hour advertisement for him and his show and his business, right? It's a business that he runs. And Jimmy admitted once on his show, he does this all for money. He does it for money. He unabashedly, unashamedly said he does this for money, to make money, okay? So when it comes to PFK, I mean, that's just poetic about the importance of independent news, and you won't hear this on any other station, and no other station would broadcast the Jimmy Dore show, which is probably true. You would never hear this on NPR, CNN, or blah, blah, blah. But it's a one-hour-a-week show, Fridays at 5 p.m., and it's sort of a comedy show. It's presented as a comedy show. Jimmy Dore is a comedian. And he starts out with those phone calls. Da-na-na-na-na, you know. And they're funny. They're good. They're well done, well produced. Jimmy's a pro. Jimmy, and his show is one of the best. He does some of the best, some of the most up-to-date, current, I think, progressive political analysis available anyway, I think. But that doesn't mean you just, you know, give the reins over to the guy and say, go ahead, man, whatever you want to do. And he also admitted that anybody can be criticized, even him. And anyone can be criticized. The people that get that much power, that, you know, he's ready to break 800K subs on YouTube. Meanwhile, they're still figuring out how to get 800 people to listen to the station at any moment, at any given moment. KPFK, strongest FM signal west of the Mississippi, second largest radio market in the country. They can't figure out how to get people to tune in LA. I mean, that's part of my criticism, that somebody's working against the success of the station. There's people there that are keeping it down, that don't want it to flower and blossom and grow into what it's supposed to be, a community resource for people, for underprivileged people, for people who don't have a voice. And all the best shows that they do are pushed to the margins, 6:30 for 30 minutes, Count the Spin, Indie Media, Economic Update, Anti-War Radio, they're all 30-minute shows on Sunday mornings and after 6 p.m. and before 6 a.m. And then you've got the Caucasian contingency in the morning. You got Stephanie Miller, Amy Goodman, Tom Hartman, and Mitch Jezerich, all Caucasians, all elderly. Two of them are elderly. Two of them in their 70s. Tom Hartman and Amy Goodman both have to be in their 70s, at least late 60s. Mitch, I'm not sure. He's younger, 40s, 50s, 40s, probably 40s. Stephanie Miller, 50s. I would recommend. I bet she's my age. I bet she's mid-50s. But it's all white. It's all white over there. It's except Sojourn Margaret Prescott, and you could not tell. It's definitely not Afrocentric broadcasting that she does. That's Saturday mornings when you get the Afrocentric, the African American broadcasting block, which to me is more symbolic, more representative of what community radio needs to be. The dude takes local calls from the local signal area community. LA, they don't do any reporting on LA. We've got so many problems here. We've got so much going on here. We've got people being shot down in the streets right here. But you're not going to hear that on KPFK. You're not going to hear any of that coverage on primetime shows at KPFK. Nothing. Nowhere. They all go to Washington, D.C. They all follow Trump around like a lost puppy, like a little puppy dog. What's he doing now? Can you believe what he's doing? Can you believe that? Can you believe what he just did? Wringing their hands and clutching their pearls. I'm tired of it. Calling them out. This is my new show on Blog Talk Radio, Who's the Savage Now? I've got a YouTube channel under the same handle. Please check it out over there. And you'll understand what I'm talking about a little more. If you're interested in KPFK, if you're interested in Pacifica, if you're interested in public radio, if you're interested in truth, liberty, and freedom, democracy,
economic equity, health care for all, and more stimulus money for individuals, more relief money for individuals and small businesses, for the people, not for the corporations, which are people legally. Man, they got everything so twisted. They got everything so unbelievable.
Well, folks, it's 11:12 a.m. in the morning. I don't think I'm going to get a call from my guest, Steve Camaro. We'll have to book him another day. But we're here taking your calls, 319-527-6752. 319-527-6752. We've got about 20 minutes left, 18 minutes left in the program. I could go on and on about KPFK, but all it's their music. It's their music program. From 11 to 1, they do music. Now, why wouldn't you do music from 10 to 12? And then at 12, switch over to talk news. That's a natural break border. That's what they do at KCRW. That's what they do at every normal radio station that wants to attract listeners and make the listening as easy and as understandable as possible. They just do normal things. They don't do live programming predominantly. And when they do live programming, it's just one, even before the pandemic, it was just one person with a microphone. Last Friday at 10 a.m. on Michael Slate's show, he played over 30 minutes of poor audio quality, pre-recorded, pre-COVID recordings from somebody named Andy Z, talking about Trump, Pence, fascist regime must go. 40 minutes, pre-recorded, poor audio quality, pre-COVID speeches from a room full of people where the speaker wasn't standing next to the microphone, and then another speech from outside somewhere, giving a speech to someone. I know that pre-COVID, because nobody's doing that right now. Nobody's allowed to give a speech to people in a room or anywhere for that matter. So that's how I knew they were pre-COVID. So that's at least 2 months ago. So and he played these on Friday morning in Los Angeles, California, in the midst of a pandemic. Did he take phone calls from people to listen to their COVID stories? This is what KPFK is for. This is why people donate hard-earned money to the station. So KPFK will be there for them in a time of crisis like this, to hear their stories, to put their voice on the radio, to let them know that there's other people out there just like themselves. And they're not doing that. They're not fulfilling the mission of the station, the mission of Lou Hill, that founded the network in 1949 as an anti-war protester. The station was founded out of the anti-war movement in the late 1940s by Lou Hill. The first one was KPFA in Berkeley. And now all we get are CNN, MSNBC, and NPR refugee guests coming over and telling us what they think on our airwaves at KPFK after they tell people the same thing over at CNN and MSNBC and NPR. We don't need that. We want to hear other narratives, man. There's other sides to the stories that are out there today. And there's other stories besides Donald Trump and what he's done today. The stupidest thing that he's done today. That's 1%. I called in a conversation to the listener show and asked the program director about that and the general manager. I said, why do we get 60 minutes of Trump watch with John Wiener, which is just redundant because every single show at the station, primetime show, is a Trump watch show, basically. So to have a Trump watch show by John Wiener for 60 minutes once a week, and then only to have a 30-minute once a week program called Anti-War Radio with Scott Horton, I said, why do we get 60 minutes of Trump watch and only 30 minutes of anti-war radio? Because, you know, and Kevin says, well, you know, because Trump's the bigger entity. I'm like, dude, you're an idiot. Hey, I got a joke. Breaking news. Breaking news. KPFK just exposed for taking corporate underwriting from Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Yep, it's true. At least we know now why it's being run by two clowns. Danielle Fields, the general manager, and Kevin Fleming, the program director.
But they're not really running the show. I think it's run by Alan Minsky and a cabal, a tiny cabal of listener station board members who have been there for forever and who just want to keep their foot on the neck of the station and run their little NPR programs and make their little syndication money and have endowments go missing every once in a while and split that up amongst them. Band of thieves over there. An endowment went missing. The general manager recently admitted at a listener station board meeting that I attended, in response to a question about what's the difference between a donation and an endowment, he admitted that an endowment had gone missing at KPFK and they couldn't find it. Endowment is when someone dies and leaves money or otherwise donates a big lump sum of money, 5, 10, 15, 20 grand or more. Just went missing. And so on the most recent conversation with the listener, I called up and said, asked, well, how can listeners be confident that the money that they send into the station is going to go where it's supposed to go when your guys' accounting books are so out of date and incomplete that you don't qualify for CPB funding anymore, Corporation for Public Broadcasting? That's $1 million+ a year they don't get because their accounting books are so out of date and incomplete and cooked. And then I said, and especially I asked him about the missing endowment. How can people feel confident that when they're sending in their money, that it's going to go to the right place? And you got to hear his answer. Oh, I got to play that. I got to play it. I got to play it. I got to get it. I got to get that and play his answer for you. He just went on and on. He never answered my question. And he never said, well, the listeners can feel confident because blah, 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 blah. He just said all the things that they were doing and had done to correct the situation. And I think he mentioned 2018 audits. And that was they're still working on 2018 audits. And so and then he asked Michelle Manos, the new chair of the listener station board, what she thought of the question. And she said, yeah, she hemmed and hawed a little bit, but then she said, yeah, it's kind of a mess over there. Because she said big donors, people that look out, search out or nonprofits to donate to, because it's a tax write-off for them and it's a way for them to just sort of hide, you know, make money in a different way, but while looking charitable, you know. And she said that the big donors don't consider KPFK at all because the books are so – because it's such a mess, because it's so dysfunctional and insolvent. Isn't it tragically ironic? Please go to my Twitter page at Mongrel Bones and read my Twitter's tweets there about KPFK and my YouTube channel under the same handle, Who's a Savage Now, and my WordPress blog under the same handle, Who's a Savage Now, if you're interested in this sort of stuff. And she said, what else did she say? Big donors don't want to donate to the station because it's such a mess over there, so dysfunctional. Isn't it tragically ironic that a station and a network so dedicated, who dedicates so much airtime to self-improvement, self-empowerment, relationship, finance, conflict resolution programming, ad nauseum, especially during fund drives, isn't it so tragically ironic that they're now existentially dysfunctional and insolvent? There's so much infighting, they can't agree on how to run the radio station, and they're out of money. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. It just burns up. It goes burned through it, man. Comes in, goes out. And there's nobody knows what happened to it. An endowment. Yeah. Where do I send my money? Let me sign up for that. Let me send my hard-earned freaking money during a pandemic into you guys. Sounds like a good investment. Meanwhile, they won't take any listener calls on a regular basis or a serious basis. The conversation with the listener show last week wasn't advertised at all, except an email sent out the day before. There was no on-air promos for it. He doesn't want people knowing about it. They half-ass everything over there. It's half-ass station. Half-ass people powered by the half-ass and half-ass bullshit. Radio powered by the replay. I'm getting a little crunchy here. It's 11:21. Time to end this broadcast.
8 minutes left. 319-527-6752 is our number if you want to call in. I'm the host, MZ, on Blog Talk Radio. Who's the Savage now? KPFK Watch, COVID. Steve Camara was supposed to be our guest, but he never showed. He was a no-show. He was a no-show. We'll get him on next time. Or somebody else. Somebody. We'll get to anybody else. Somebody will come on eventually. Somebody will get so bored at home, sitting at home, waiting for the COVID, waiting to catch the COVID, the Karanchi, the Karani. Anyway, I got to go. I got one little job left that I'll make some money off of. I'm going to go do that pretty soon. Walk my dogs. I got a couple of dogs here. And I every day I walk around Los Angeles, walk over to the grocery store and back, or walk on my dogs. I see moving trucks. I see so many people leaving town. I see moving trucks every single day. People have had it. They're getting out of here. They're moving out, moving on up to the top. They're moving on out, man, heading out. And why not? L.A. Joe Rogan was even talking about moving out because of the government. The California is so restrictive with the COVID stuff. And so that was interesting. He was talking about Texas, moving to Texas or something. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't have all the answers, but I have a lot of questions. That's what we're here to discuss. We're here to discuss it. And if you can't discuss it, then you're probably not going to be able to find a solution for things. So that's what we're doing. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks for listening. And I'm MZ, coming to you live and direct from the Poor Man's Beachfront Condo here in Los Angeles, California, Venice Beach specifically. Not far from the Google headquarters, Tent City, right across the street. It's sort of the Skid Row West Side. They got Google security officers that ride around on bikes pretty frequently around here. And that's what's going on here. What's going on in your part of your world where you are? Global show, people. This is a global platform. I did a show. I did a blog talk years ago, and I had people calling in from other states, and even from I think I had one call from Europe, maybe. Yeah, definitely from other states though. I had people calling me up, and we had talk, and just most of them were blog talk people. It's a bit incestuous, I guess. But Kyle Kalinske has a show on Blog Talk. I saw his show up there recently. So it's becoming more mainstream. It's becoming a more mainstream platform for like mainstream people, like alternative mainstream people like Kyle Kalinske. He's a pretty big name in the on the internet and stuff. But coming down to the wire 5 minutes to go. I started the show. I just wanted to have a format to be able to discuss KPFK, because I don't know why it's just such an important topic for me. But it just makes me upset when people abuse something like that. It's a community resource, and it's being controlled and muzzled by a certain group of people who think they, you know, and they don't, man. It's not theirs to abuse, use and abuse. It's ours. It's the people's. It's the people's radio. It's listener sponsored. It's supposed to be listener sponsored, but it's not listener. That's the only thing that we get to decide, how much money we're going to send in. We don't get to decide who designs the new logo. We don't get to decide what programs get put, what new hosts get hired or fired. We don't even get an explanation when they fire a host like Jerry Quickly. They just, one day he's there and one day he's not there. And then you call in, try to get an explanation. It's, well, it's a contractual thing and we can't talk about it right now because it's still being negotiated. And then so much time passes by, everybody forgets about it, and there's never an explanation for it. Meanwhile, nobody cares anymore. I tried to get local press, Santa Monica Daily Press, the Argonaut, LA Weekly, Malibu Times, The Sentinel, LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle. I've tried to get everybody and anybody that is familiar with the station and the network. Pacifica is based in Berkeley, California, across from San Francisco. I sent them all my when Jimmy Dore had Greg Palestine, and neither of them mentioned the station. That I went crazy. I went nuts, man. And it must have got back to him because he was talking about it on one of the following shows. He was asking himself on one of his shows. I don't mention my YouTube station on my KPFK show. You know, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? He said, like, oh, dude, that was really disappointing. I know he's not that stupid. But he was trying to play it off like, hey, what's the big deal? I don't mention my YouTube channel on KPFK. Well, why not? Why don't you? Why wouldn't you? Cross-promote. That's the name of the game, baby. Cross-freaking-promotion. Why wouldn't you cross-promote that way? Why wouldn't you mention the YouTube? Because he doesn't need to mention it. Because there's nobody listening to KPFK. The ratings are a decimal point. So, you know, you don't need to promote that way. But the other way would be kind of helpful, Jimmy. KPFK could kind of use some infusion of new listeners. But he knows that the station is so run down, so old. A lot of the hosts are old and they're cranky, 70s. They don't know how to use social media. The editorial perspective is skewed. They're just anti-Fox, anti-Trump. That's the editorial focus. All things anti-Fox news. All folks are coming down to the wire here. This has been a thrill and a wonderful time for me back on the Blog Talk airwaves. I'm going to try to make it a daily show, at least Monday through Friday, about 10:30, between 10 and 10:30, starting out, depending on my schedule, and then try to do it for an hour. And again, I want to get a discussion going about KPFK and Pacifica, the oldest public radio in the country, and, you know, COVID. Talk about COVID, your COVID experience, your COVID story. Try to talk to some people about what's going on with where they're at with COVID, and I think that would be interesting to stories like that. And hopefully we'll get some callers and get some people to call in. We'll be able to get a discussion going in a format and a platform to share some stories and some news and some interesting insights and everything. And of course my wonderful rants about KPFK. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Be nice to yourself. Be nice to others. Be kind to animals. And take care of yourself. Have a blessed day and be grateful. MZ out.